helmet. All right, so we're here with the pretty boy driver. That's your words, yes. Not I called you a prima donna. You said the pretty
yeah.
boy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The face of the stable.
This no, face there's a prettier, right there's a prettier face there's of the stable pretty, than mine.
Who's that?
My wife.
I know. Well, why isn't she here doing the all press and public?
She's home with the kids. We got a long week ahead of us. We're in Dresden tomorrow for some stake races in Ontario. And then we're in Ohio for 5 days for the okay. two-year-olds in Ohio.
You or she or?
All of them. The whole family. Just the kids are coming too. We're going to have a big, make a big week of it.
Can we get your wife to do more videos? Because this
pretty
face
shy.
Is just
She's pretty shy.
You listen, are there any more two people in horse racing that are less camera shy than us?
No. I'm pretty shy. I mean,
you
I try to stay away from the camera as
yeah,
much as I
right,
can.
Right, exactly. You want to talk about your big shining superstar horse, Lawmaker?
Well, listen, he's a good horse. There's at least 9 superstar shining horses in there, and I just saw another one going 52, I think, a few minutes ago.
But you're not in that race. Who
no,
cares?
No,
who cares?
So it's all about timing, and we were fortunate last week. We get in the final. We drew really favorable. He's got lots of tactical speed, so I guess...
Tactical, I like that word.
Yeah, he gets out. He can pretty near set the race up how he wants or how I want, depending on... you know, Hooga's out of there with him because he's got a lot of speed on the inside.
Who's going to win the race?
Oh, Lawmaker is, isn't he?
That's what I like to hear. Making a start in all these big stakes races, man, that's huge for the stable.
It's huge for the stable. I mean...
How many people got here?
Oh, I was in the casino. I saw a couple of them. I was eating dinner. I saw a couple of them. I saw a couple of them wandering on the paddock. I mean, I was just talking to somebody. That's the great thing about the stable. You know, all these people come from everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, we have people from Ontario, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Delaware tonight that are in the grandstand and here, and it's really, really cool.
Was it harder to set the horse up for the race or having to like contact or people contacting you and say, hey, I want to come? What was harder? Because I'm sure you had a bunch of people.
I mean, a lot of people like to coordinate it, but we have everybody set up in groups, so a lot of the groups kind of communicate with themselves.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, in that regard, they all end up showing up here. And as far as the horse, Andrew has him. So for me, this time of year with all the babies qualifying and all the horses racing, you know, it's really just answering communications, right? Like I was saying to Casey on the way down tonight.
Casey Coleman, name dropper, right?
Yeah. Jody, yeah. Dougie, Louis, Philip, right, we were all on a plane.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I had said to them, you know, they said, what are you doing? I said, you know, this is 840 emails almost this month that I've answered. And a lot of them are, hey, how's the horse? Hey, how, you know, what's going on? Some of them are a little more in depth, but nevertheless, I answered almost 900 emails this month, and it won't quite
didn't
get to 900.
Mine.
I always answer yours.
Whatever. No. So, with this horse, can I get a piece? Is there still a piece?
You know
available?
What? Here's a funny story.
Or no.
We
he
still
sold
have
out.
People. No. He sold out. Yeah. But we do have people that are still looking to buy in, and I did sell a small share of this colt 2 weeks ago to a gentleman in Port Perry, Ontario, and him and his daughter and his son. He's an elderly gentleman. Him and his daughter and his son bought into the horse. He hasn't owned a horse in 50 years.
Ooh.
And somehow was surfing around our site, I guess, and noticed that there was a few shares of Lawmaker up there, potentially up there, and contacted me, and now he's a part owner of this horse. So
I don't want to say who's the next Lawmaker, but who's the next Lawmaker? Like who's the two-year-old? Did you qualify a bunch?
We do. We've been very fortunate so far. I think we have some pretty deep trotters and a few pacers. We have a muscle massive like Lawmaker that won his first lifetime start in 58 last half, 56 and 4 the other night at Mohawk.
But who's counting? Right?
Yeah.
Who's timing?
And we have an Uncle Peter that went in 58 last half, 57 his first start. And there's a colt named West 52nd that's a my MVP. He's racing Monday. He was a little bit sick his first start and got beat up, but trained really good before we sent him to Ohio. So three that I can think of off the top of my head, plus we have an Angus Hall filly. And we really have like 10, 12, out of the bunch that we broke, 10 or 12 that I think are powerful horses.
So you got like one Lawmaker last year, and then you got like 6 Lawmakers or better Lawmakers this year. What's the curve next year? Is there a limit? How many horses you got? Like, geez, dude.
We had 107 all winter.
Dude.
We're down to about 86, 87 right now, I think. Okay. For us, you know, we're building vertically and horizontally, so we have other trainers that are coming on board. So really, there's no end to what we can do. As we build vertically, my wife and I are going to focus on the – on the babies, and then move the other horses horizontally down to the other trainers. So it's really cool the way we have it set up. So I'm pretty proud of what we built, and there's really no end to how big it can grow.
So you like that, right? Are you going to be bigger than Burke, bigger than what Oka was in Sweden?
I doubt it. I mean, I think we're going to do our own thing. I don't think anybody's doing what we're doing. I wish more people were. I had a meeting in the clubhouse with a gentleman that wanted to do something, a version of what we're doing, and I hope he does. But, you know, for the people out there that are, you know, having a slow summer or a slow year, I mean, we have 454 owners now in 10 countries, and for me, it's a real cool program. So set it up however you want, but we need more people doing fractional ownership in the industry. There's Lawmaker right there.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
Do you are you gonna go critique Andrew as he goes out on the track? There he is, right there.
I always critique Andrew.
You critique.
Yeah. No, Andrew's does it. He does a good job. He's like most other people. You know, like, you get out of this game what you put in. So, you know, you put in long hours. You answer a lot of emails. You work a lot of horses. You talk to a lot of clients. These are the things that, as an industry, we have to do a better job at. And I think, you know, from what you're doing or what I'm doing or what, no, but a lot of people need to understand that for our industry to finally break back through, back into the general public, we have to do more. And
one by one, right?
Yeah, and that's it, people.
Gentlemen, I just took Broski on his first starting car ride.
There you go.
He's going to start buying horses.
Yeah.
How much? What's the lowest horse you can buy in for?
Well, now they're a little more. There's more premium to them now, but in the fall, you know, $100,
$200. In the fall, $100, Broski? There we go. Yeah. Yeah. And maybe I could pull some strings that you get, like, an upper horse, something like that, you know.
I know that there was some tariffs on aluminum, but what about razor blades? No tariffs on razor blades here in the United States. I noticed Broski there's got some fuzz going on, and you too also.
Listen, it's perfectly
Is there some sort of playoff? Is that some sort of you
no,
in the soccer playoff?
This is what we do. This is American. This is the millennial look. You know, Broski's got the ponytail. But yeah, Broski's all about soccer.
We're going to go with this as the millennial look.
This is the millennial look.
The
this
dirty, unshaven look. Face.
The dirty, with the hat. I mean,
well, I'll let the hat go.
You'll let the
face,
hat go?
For love of God.
What? It's somewhat
Gillette. I mean, I don't think razor blades. Okay. Do you want me to send you some?
Listen. How long have you been married?
7 years. Seventh year.
If your wife told, what's your anniversary? Quick.
June 20th.
That's good.
Damn it! I guessed. I think it's June 9th.
It's really?
I don't know. It's June something. It's June 21st? No. I don't know. It's June.
It's June. June. Good enough.
That's what you're getting.
If she told you that she thinks you're sexy in a beard.
Well,
what do you do?
She probably thinks I'm sexy regardless.
I mean,
but I'm just saying.
That's true.
With a beard, I just couldn't go for it.
You couldn't go for it?
I mean, if we're on a desert island, I wouldn't go walking around the beach looking for a razor blade to shave my face. But, you know, if I'm next to a Target or a Shoppers Drug Mart or something, I'm going to go in and maybe pick up a couple of razor blades.
You think I should shave the beard?
Oh, definitely.
All right,
it's 375 degrees out here.
I'm not hot.
How can't you be hot?
I'm not hot.
You have a wool jacket on your face.
No, I'm hot. It saved me from being sunburned.
That's
how
false.
How about that?
That's false.
If I were to shave this beard, look at my cheeks, how sunburned they are.
So what you're saying is your beard is like a banana hammock on the beach.
You don't want to see me in it. Actually, you know what? I used to live in a condo.
No, I don't want to think about that.
I used to live in a condo.
No, I don't want to think about that.
And there are a lot of old ladies, and they used to fight over having to oil me up in my banana hammock.
I find that
hard
to believe.
Used to wrestle. True story. You think I would lie? I don't know. All right. No more. Listen, you got to go race.
I do. You know what I got to do?
What?
I don't know. I know you don't notice, but we end up sending out videos every week to our clients.
I do.
They're long.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to go finish off my videos before I race Lawmaker.
Okay. Well, there you go. So go do that. And good luck tonight, man.
And
good luck. What? Dancer, Hambo, all that other fun stuff?
We're going to do whatever we can. If we have the horses to be there, we're going to be there.
Good, man. It's the more starts you make with that horse, the better.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, man.